It's Tuesday, January 26th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Leftists have continued rioting in Oregon and Washington state since last week. Protesters opposing the police and Joe Biden marched in Portland, damaging the Democratic Party headquarters and the Federal Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. This news has been largely unreported by the mainstream media. Rioters stormed the city hall in Bellingham, Washington, where the mayor was rushed to safety. And on Sunday night, Antifa rioted in Tacoma, Washington, destroying police cars and buildings. They attempted to empty the prisoners from the county jail, according to the New York Post. The UK Guardian reported that 25 people were killed in the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots last year. PoliceMag.com reports that 2,000 law enforcement officers were injured. Also, an estimated 14,000 were arrested, and $2 billion of damage resulted from the riots. By contrast, 4 rioters and 1 police officer died at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and the BBC reports 100 arrests. The U.S. Senate has now set the second impeachment trial date for President Donald Trump for the week of February 8th. To sustain the charges, the Senate would need 17 Republican votes. That's highly unlikely, considering that the Republicans generally consider the trial procedurally unconstitutional. During President Joe Biden's inaugural interfaith prayer service held last Thursday, so-called Christian author Jen Hatmaker said this in the opening of her prayer.
Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Make us always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry and an honorable way of life.
However, as soon as she received some pushback from the left, Hatmaker apologized for her opening line, reports the Christian Post. She said, quote, I was proud to offer the final liturgical prayer, which was written by the organizers to serve as an anchor. I have one regret and thus apology. The very first sentence thanked God for giving us this land as our heritage. He did not. He did not give us this land. We took this land by force and trauma. It was not an innocent divine transaction in which God bestowed an empty continent to colonizers. This is a shiny version of our actual history. If God gave this land to anyone, it was to the native community who always lived here, end quote. As a top-selling Christian author of women's books, Hatmaker's recent book, Fierce, Free, and Full of Fire, The Guide to Being Glorious You, reached second place in the New York Times best-selling list. Yesterday, President Joe Biden signed an order opening the way for males pretending to be females and females pretending to be males to openly flaunt the pretense in the United States military, reports LifeSiteNews.com. This policy was set in motion in 2016, but halted by President Donald Trump in 2017. Yet WAVY News reports that the U.S. military still spent $8 million providing transgender medical treatment between 2016 and 2019. The U.S. president also signed an executive order requiring all federal agencies, including the Department of Education, to include sexual orientation and gender identity under the federal non-discrimination laws. The order extends to, quote, children's access to restrooms, locker rooms, and school sports, access to health care, and workers whose dress does not conform to sex-based stereotypes, end quote. Ryan Anderson, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, told the Catholic news agency this, quote, spells the end of girls and women's sports as we know them, end quote. He said the order requires that, quote, men who identify as women must be allowed in women-only spaces. Healthcare plans must pay for gender transition procedures, and doctors and hospitals must perform them, end quote. The presidential order cited the Supreme Court Bostock versus Clayton County ruling and extended the application to Title IX funding. Just 16 Christian and conservative colleges in the U.S. refuse federal funding, which means that 99% of these private colleges are impacted by this executive order. Ezekiel 9 verses 9 through 10 says, "The land is full of bloodshed, and the city full of perversity. For they say, 'The Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. And as for me also, my eyes will neither spare, nor will I have pity, but I will recompense their deeds on their own head.'" However, the good news is found in verse 4, which offers safety for those who will sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. And finally, at 87 years of age, Larry King is dead, reports CNN. The famed broadcaster went to meet his maker on Saturday. He hosted Larry King Live for 25 years, and he is known for his interviews with thousands of world leaders, politicians, actors, and even the Muppets. In a panel discussion entitled, "What Happens After We Die?", King posed the question to Christian pastor John MacArthur.
John MacArthur, what happens when you die?
Well, when you die, you go to one of two places, according to Scripture. You go out of the presence of God forever, or you go into the presence of God forever.
Depending
upon your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which is, according to the Bible, the only way to enter heaven.
So therefore, a Jew or a Muslim or a Buddhist will not go to heaven.
Yeah, Christian theology and the Scripture says that only through faith in Jesus Christ.
In 2015, King announced himself to be, quote, "fully atheist," end quote. He was divorced 6 times and separated from his 7th wife in 2019. Let this be a warning to us all. Psalm 9 verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.